Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Simulcast on the Team 980. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. NBC Sports Washington is the TV home. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Time now to open up the entertainment page. Touching the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop. It's brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. The most hated jeweler in America is not in the jewelry business. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, guys. We had Kevin on, and it sounds like the animated Spider-Man took care of business.
We thought it would, yeah.
It had the second best Thursday ever, did something like 17.3, and if you look at over the 3 day of release, they say between Thursday and Friday, let me see, something like 120 million, just huge numbers. Everyone's running out there to see the animated Spider-Man. And what did Kevin give it, 4.5?
4.5, though he said it was a masterpiece. He then gave it a 4.5,
right?
Which I thought was weird, but he said something about the ending that it didn't feel like it was a complete movie because they're kind of setting up the next one.
That was his only slight, yeah.
Well, I mean, you should make 10 of these movies. You should never stop making Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
What did it make for the whole weekend?
120.5, yeah. Then Little Mermaid looks like it came in second. Possibly, is that right?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
40.6 million. Then The Boogeyman at 11.5. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, 10.2. And then rounding out the top five, Fast X did only 9.2 million, but it so far made 128 million games.
What was Affleck's movie that was out for like a week?
Oh, it was, I can't remember the name of it.
Was that forgettable?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Remember Affleck had a movie like it? J-Lo's movie went to Netflix, Affleck's went to the theaters, and it was out for like 2 weeks.
Oh, you know what? I'm disappointed. The Machine only did 1.7 million. Hmm. What happened? The Burt Kreischer movie, was it not on a lot of theaters or just no one? Isn't that
what happened?
Is that the one that was the Burt Kreischer?
Yes.
No?
The Machine, yes.
Yeah. Damn it. I wanted to see that.
Certain movies.
Audience score 88%.
You can still see it. I mean,
yeah,
I'd go in the next week or two.
Yeah,
but you can
still
see it.
Right now.
Yeah, you better go. You know what? Leave and go right now.
Yeah, if I want to see that, I got to go right now. Hey, do you think I should watch the bit? Because I don't even know if I've seen Bert do his bit. It was like his most famous bit where he talks about that, where his watch got.
I might watch it first.
Watch the bit and then go see the movie? Or you think that would ruin it?
I don't think it would ruin it.
If anybody saw The Machine, call in. Besides Kevin.
No one saw it.
So Affleck's last movie was called Hypnotic.
Yeah.
It made $2.4 million. Well, I guess that's the first weekend.
That's like Bert Kreischer rank.
Yeah, but it's Ben Affleck.
What is that about? Gee, I didn't even know that was out.
Yeah.
A detective investigates a mystery involving his missing daughter and a secret government program.
It actually sounds
intriguing. I know what. You know what? I did see that trailer.
Sounds a little intriguing, actually.
Why is it so boobie?
No, it looked, I don't know. The trailer looked good for about the first 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it got a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe it just gets too weird. Yeah. All right, Cakes. We've got a new documentary we got to keep an eye on. I'm a huge doc guy. You're a doc guy, I think. They say, Move Over, Hard Knocks, The Swamp Kings Are Here. That's a documentary following the 2006 through 2009 Florida Gators.
Oh, right, Urban Meyer, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh,
yes, that's when they won the national championship in 2006. Tebow was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be good. So this means they have old footage.
I would assume. I'm sure. Yeah. Do you remember how to chomp correctly, EB? Yes, right over left, always. Oh, remember,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. Left over right, they'll boot you right
when
out.
When is this coming out?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, right over left, always.
Is this
you
Netflix?
Asked me a good question. Here we go, Cakes, or Jason. Swamp Kings. Netflix, yes. And it will come out, though, but it's going to be in August. End
All right,
of summer.
That's fine.
August 23rd.
I'll definitely watch that. It's a doc, right? It's not just
yes.
one.
Yes. Yep. All right, this is an interesting story. Danny Bonaduce's, I guess, been doing interviews lately, and you know, listen, nobody
radio
cares about
guy.
Nobody cares about Danny Bonaduce.
Yeah.
But we can do RadioCon
right.
with Danny.
Sure, he would be invited.
Yeah, he would be there.
RadioCon would definitely
didn't he
have
do,
Danny Bonaduce.
Like
it's called
Junks.
Breaking Bonaduce. He did like a reality show for a while.
100%. It kind of really re-energized his career. But you know, he's been laying low. Apparently, he's had serious health issues. And he's seen a bunch of doctors. He claims hundreds of doctors. I don't know if I buy it, but okay. He says
radio is all about hyperbole, EB.
He
know
says
this.
He his speech is affected. He can't
radio
walk.
Insider.
Ooh.
And it's all because he's been diagnosed with hydrocephalus. Which is a buildup of fluid in the brain.
Ooh, that sounds bad.
He says, I'll be completely bummed out if this doesn't work. I can't walk. He says, I'm never going to be able to run anymore. I'm not going to be able to box again.
He's 63.
But if I could get from here to the kitchen on my own. Well, because he used that. I think he
I know,
used to do
I
that
know,
for training. And, of course, he had those celebrity fights. He actually fought Jose Canseco at one point. Who won that one? Canseco beat no one, right? Did he beat Bonaduce?
I think Canseco gets pwned on the regular when he goes in and boxes.
I know Vi Sekahema destroyed him. But how did...
Didn't some dude from Barstool just go in and pwn him too? Like just a Barstool?
Yeah, well, they say he laid down. Right. He's got like $1 million or whatever. Well,
yeah. I'd lay down for $1 million too.
It was a
Sign
draw.
Sign me up.
It was a draw with Bonaduce?
Yeah.
Danny Bonaduce had a draw with Jose Canseco. Oh my God.
But if you look at the photos of Danny on TMZ, he looks terrible. I mean, he looks like he's 80-something years old. He's using a cane to stand up. This is... You know, this guy had so much bravado about his body.
Well, remember, he was all on the steroids.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. He's broken down.
He did a ton of cocaine, too.
He's only 63. Yeah. I think of Bonaduce, and I think he's, like, in his 70s. Because he's been in show business for so long. He was on the freaking Partridge Family back in the day.
And he looks terrible.
You know what? You just want to avoid looking like Danny Bonaduce. I mean, I hope everything works out for him. It sucks that his health is taking a turn for the worse.
Mm-hmm. I'm hesitant. I wonder if I should talk about this.
If you're hesitant, that means yes.
That means you should talk about it.
We're talking about.
I think it's okay because she's going to be seen in public with it now. We basically had an intervention with my mother and told her she needed to walk around with a cane.
Okay.
And she was not.
Is
happy
it that bad?
She's just kind of like.
Oh, it's the balance.
Unstable.
The balance. Yeah, we went. Yeah, PTers like their balance.
You know what?
Ridiculous.
They're. I have horrible
There's
balance,
no shame in
so
it.
I'm sure at some point I'm going to need some assistance walking. And if it's a cane, if it's whatever, a walker, and it means I'm not going to fall down and my brains are splattered all over the sidewalk, I'll take the cane.
People always hesitate. You know, my dad was in a wheelchair, and he went from no cane to a cane, and he would have falls, and he would always be scraped up in his head.
Yeah.
You'd see him all the time. And then he went to a walker, and what made it go to wheelchair was he built this retaining wall in our house, which he had a bunch of flowers on, where EB's old church house, where his father's office was below, but there was kind of a hill there. And he was watering the plants with the walker, and he tumbled all the way down to the screened-in porch down there. Yeah. And I was like, that's it. Yep. But you're always going to be hesitant for things
give
like that.
Give me a walker. Give me what the – I think a lot of people – I'm casting aspersions here. A lot of the people that I see in the little motorized scooters, like in the grocery stores, I think a lot of them are just – butt lazy and don't want to walk.
A lot of them are just obese.
Yeah. Give me one of those, please, when I actually need it. I'm fine walking around now. I'm good. No. I'm straight
it's
now.
It's funny when you get older, you get like, she's like, I don't want people to think I'm old. I said, Mom.
People know you're old.
They're looking at you. They know you're
people
old.
Just look.
Accept it.
People know you're old at some point.
Yeah.
You can't cover it up. You're just old.
Okay? So she's going to have a hairy.
We'll see. The trick will be to get her to
a
use
teen.
It. The trick will be
a teen. And that's another one.
The trick, a Michael.
The trick will be getting her to
I mean,
use
a lot of canes. Michael Caine has a cane at this point because, hello, he's old.
Kevin Costner, I don't know what he's doing, but apparently he's taking out like a huge mortgage on one of his homes. Because he's trying to finance this $100 million budgeted movie.
Oh, that sounds like a horrible
his own.
Idea.
I think he's been working on it for years. It's another Western deal.
He
it's a four-part Western franchise called Horizon. I
mean, go Google his silly, like, Aspen home.
Yeah.
There's no chance that I would ever risk that silly home for what could be a flop of a Western where you're not going to make all your money back.
No, he's mortgaging. That's the different home.
Oh, it's
he's
different
mortgaging
silly.
His 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's okay. Ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. Would you do that? Would you mortgage a ridiculous home? I don't even know what that's worth to put out a stupid movie about a bunch of cowboys.
10, would you say 10 acres?
10 acres
in Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara. I'm not even sure.
What a silly home.
That's got to be unbelievable.
I'm not even sure he's built the home there. I think he bought the property and was hoping to build a silly.
Oh, he just owns the land.
I'm not certain about
it. He needs to call the yes-no man. We'll give him a free consultation. We'll say, do not mortgage your home, stupid.
No, unless you call it Yellowstone the movie.
If you do that, maybe we consider it. But do not mortgage your home for this dumb Western. That'll be $2 million. You're welcome. We saved you $90-some million from that meeting. It's genius.
Well, he said that's where he was going to build his last house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said he hasn't believed in a movie this hard since Dances with Wolves.
Right, I know, but he's 30 years of trying to get this movie made. When it's 30 years and you're having that much time getting financed, maybe it ain't.
It's just not meant
it's
to
his
be.
His last big silly. That's what he wants to do.
Okay, this is his legacy?
Yeah. Maybe after Yellowstone, people will be into it, but I can understand if I'm an executive and some guy says, some guy, Kevin Costner,
right.
But I didn't want to do a Western.
You know, he should finance Field of Dreams 2.
Yeah. Yeah, go for the sure thing. Right. Big time moneymaker. Sequels, where it's at.
Britney Spears is in the news again. It's just kind of sad, but it is what it is. She shared a picture of her carrying one of her sons, and I guess it's on the heels of her ex, Kevin Federline, I guess, finally got approval. He's been looking for this for a while to move their kids to Hawaii.
Mm.
Now, remember, I think we did this story a few weeks ago. It's come out that she hasn't had custody of these kids in years.
Yeah.
And I think it's been at least a half year, if not longer, since she's even seen them.
That's kind of crazy.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, she's been emancipated.
Right.
She can go wherever she wants to go.
How many kids does she have?
She has two. She basically nothing to do with the kids. The kids want nothing to do with
her. When was that picture taken?
That's a long time ago.
Hey, Drab brought up a great point about Kevin Costner real quick.
Yeah.
He says this could be a gold mine for him because he brought up the fact that Mel Gibson financed The Passion of the Christ, another movie that everyone said no one's going to see.
Says he reportedly made himself $475 million from that movie.
Well, I mean, that's what he's going for, but you just never know.
But there's no guarantee.
Yeah. I mean, what's the movie? What's
Kevin
the biggest
Costner
flop out there right now?
A cowboy movie in 2023 is almost a guarantee.
Maybe that's
why. Because all the Yellowstone marks, like Valdez.
How much did they lose on the Affleck movie? How much did they lose on that?
Hypnotic.
One?
I don't know what the budget was.
You know, they
I can
lost
look it
a
up.
Boatload.
I don't know.
There was some movie that came out recently. I remember the reading. It did like $2 million, and it was like there were $200 million to make it. I mean, you know, complete whiff.
That's the game.
It's the game.
But Ben Affleck doing a straight to DVD or whatever you call that movie isn't quite the same.
Well, was that what it was?
It was supposed to be
a B movie. You know, they can tell. These guys know.
I don't know.
The budget, by the way, for Hypnotic.
Yeah, go ahead.
$65 million.
And what's it made so far? About $8 million total?
It says $5.7 million total on Wiki.
Right.
You know what? I mean, that's going to take a long time.
Can you see what even? I want the difference in the critic scores are probably atrocious and audience scores.
I saw the critic score for that movie was in the 60s. Or no, the audience score was in the 60s. The critics was like in the 20s.
Right.
Something
you know
like
what?
That.
I bet Ben Affleck didn't mortgage his house to make that problem. I can guarantee you that.
He didn't. He just bought a new one.
Yeah.
Remember?
$60 million.
Somebody in the studio is taking a bath on that.
Hey, Valdez, explain this. Sweden is the first country to register sex as a sport. They'll host the first ever European sex championship. So you're out, Jason.
Yes, I am.
There'll be 16 disciples.
I can't even make a minor league team.
16 disciples. 16. I'm so dumb. 16 disciplines.
Okay.
Including. I just read it quickly.
Your mom would be very upset if the disciples were at a sex competition in Sweden.
Yes, she would.
She'd be so
16
mad.
Disciplines, including seduction, massage, and full-on banging.
Hey, Valdez and Cakes can enter.
Oh, for massage?
Yes.
Yeah, Cakes, you might win the World Series of massage.
Hey, I'll go.
Hey,
What happened?
The question is, will this be televised?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I raised you in the church.
I mean, what is it that you're into? The fit, whatever. What are you into?
CrossFit.
CrossFit. Don't they do like push-ups and jumping jacks and everything?
Yeah, that's not this.
Yeah. Yeah. Different disciple / discipline.
I mean, who would ever think that
CrossFit. They're not doing the Murph over there.
Yeah. Who would ever think that CrossFit would gain such a big audience? Maybe this is, I mean, this
pummels pickleball.
Yeah, this is not flipping tractor tires.
Hey, when's the junkie sex open?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Good question.
Let's have a meeting.
Well, you can always submit your home video. Remember that.
It is a running bit. Your home
video. It is
video.
A running
still going.
Show. Yeah.
25 years strong. Probably 27 now.
You can submit your home video. We'll evaluate it.
Well, when the Wizards and Caps don't make the playoffs next year, we'll have plenty of open segments.
And let me see.
By the way, getting back to your critic score on Hypnotic was 36%.
Oh, I lowballed.
Very unfresh.
I told you it looked terrible.
Very rotten.
They really in the first 45 seconds, then it gets very strange.
That's better than the machine. The machine got 25%.
The first, the part where he's reeled in is the part where it looks like the town. There's a bank heist. Yeah. It's Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I saw.
And then it goes sci-fi.
It goes sci-fi. Yeah. Outside. I was like, ooh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm out on the sci-fi.
Dude, I want to see the machine. You know what the machine is for?
You better
audience
see it
score?
Quickly.
88%.
Well, then go see it, Rick. What else do you have on the docket today?
Dude, I have my schedule so packed.
Today it is?
Well, not necessarily today.
Okay.
But this week it's giving me anxiety.
All right.
And you'll make fun of me because these are all things that I like.
Right.
He's got to play golf.
Right.
But I have, first of all, I'm going to get my tooth fixed tomorrow.
Okay.
About time.
That you don't like.
Hey, somebody sent us a big time P1 listener of the show, sent us a link, and he said that, I don't know if you've blocked him or he was trying to direct message you. He can't direct message you, I guess. But he said, would EB consider this? And I was like, probably not. But he sent the link. They're basically dentures that you just put over almost like a retainer and then your teeth look silly.
You can't do that. No.
If I do it, I'm going to go to the full Monty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the way our old sales guy, Jeff Hedges, went.
Yeah.
I'll just have new piano keys and it'll be a bit.
Hold on.
I have a Cakes Classic on Wednesday.
Let's go, baby. Yes.
So I'm going to enjoy it, but it's a little bit stressful. That's all day taken away.
How's it all day? It's in the evening.
It's kind of all day.
Yeah, because
I'm
going to
go over here.
He's going to go straight to
it's
the
be all day
to the casino.
And then I got
play cash game.
I got golf with Lil Bennett.
Right.
I got to think. What's the guy I'm thinking on Thursday?
Brandon.
That's just stressful.
Brandon over
Lil Bennett.
That just
takes away my whole day.
Right.
And then I got the pickleball thing on Saturday, which is going to be fun, but it's taking my whole day.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit.
He's stressed.
Yeah.
He's got to play poker, pickleball.
Yeah, golf.
I'm stressed. Yeah. And I got to get my tooth fixed.
99%
of very stressful
going,
week.
You'll be going to say, boo-hoo.
He's the reason we're doing the pickleball tournament. He's complaining about it.
I'm not complaining. I'm just, I'm stressed.
Sounds like you're complaining.
Yeah.
I'm
always
going to enjoy playing. But
I know.
Have you ever known him not to complain?
Hey, remember, as he always says, it's part of his charm.
Yeah, it is part of my charm.
All right, coming up next, where will Dalvin Cook land, and should Washington be taking a look?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. So Commanders start their mandatory mini camp tomorrow. Cakes, you said you were seeing some video of Chase Young?
Yeah, the team put it out. He is officially on board. He is there. He will be at the mandatory mini camp that starts tomorrow.
It'll be interesting to see if he speaks to the media.
Chase? I'm sure he will. They'll make him available.
Well, because they're going to, that's the first person they want to talk to.
You just got to get it out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to withhold. If
just
he's
let
there,
him, just tell him, hey, he's going to speak to you once here.
Right.
Get all your questions out.
Yeah, I would think he will speak to the media at some point during the minicamp.
And again, if the guy produces this year, all of this skipping OTAs, nobody's going to care about it.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see what he says to the media about why he skipped OTAs. But there are other storylines here with the Commanders and really with the National Football League in general. One of them has to do with Dalvin Cook. So Dalvin Cook has had a great four-year stretch where he's totaled at least 1,135 rushing yards and six touchdowns for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. But apparently the Vikings are going to let him go. Is he officially out there? Is he a free agent?
Not yet. I think if he's on the roster by a certain point, they're due to pay him $14 million.
And they're not doing that.
And that is not happening in 2023. Right. They have Alexander Mattison, who they want to give a bigger role, who's much cheaper, who signed a deal in the offseason. And look, Dalvin Cook's numbers, I think they're kind of a mirage, at least the most recent season. Like, he had a few big games that kind of pushed him to those numbers, like 1,100-plus rushing yards. He had the worst average yards rushing per carry of his career, down at 4.4, which
is not bad.
Not terrible, but he's going to be 28. You know, there have been injury issues about him in the past. Now, he played in all 17 games last year. I just don't know if the Commanders are going to be, would they want to take on a relatively high salary when they already have Robinson and Gibson and they drafted
Yeah, but
Rodriguez.
He's a different type of back than those guys.
He is, but, I mean, are you going to give him a big chunk of money to come here? Probably
I don't know.
Not.
I don't know how much you'd give him, but I don't think he's a bad play for depth. Just we were talking fantasy as we were going to the break. And I think he'd be a good RB2 because he's still going to give you, if he's going to get the carries, he's going to give you 1,000 yards. He had 10 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, and the problem with him is
he's not an inside the 10 runner.
Right.
That's why Madison was getting a lot of those carries.
But touchdowns is an issue for the Commanders. So this is an article from ProFootballNetwork.com, and it points out that the Commanders ran the ball. They were had the fourth most runs in the league. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they ran the ball a lot. They were 12th in yards. It's not terrible, but you did have the fourth most runs. They're 29th in touchdowns.
Right.
So if you have a guy who consistently get in the end zone, might be worth it.
But like Cakes is saying, it depends on how much money you want to give him. I'm not saying I'd give him a ton of money, but I don't think he doesn't make your team worse. I think he's better than what you got right now.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a committee, which is Brian Robinson.
I don't know if I'm giving him 20 to 25 carries, but I think he's good. I mean, he's not old. He's 28, 27.
I don't know. I think that the Commanders look at what they have. They spent third-round picks on both Gibby and Robinson, and they're bringing in the dude from Kentucky, Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Now, he could be like your goal line hammer type if you need that. Gibby can catch the balls out of the backfield, and Robinson can take the bulk of the carries. I feel like they look at that room, and they're like, we don't have a superstar, but we've got three pieces that we think can work.
They probably do.
And Bieniemy last year, he made it work with Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon. Like they drafted CEH high. That wound up blowing up in their face in Kansas City. I think Bieniemy is going to look at what he has and say, you know what, I can work with this group.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm sure he would. I think Cook can make a team better.
I think they're going to look at Dalvin Cook and say, thanks, but no thanks.
And Cook will probably, if he's released, he's a free agent, he'll probably go sign with it. Maybe he goes the highest bidder.
Sounds like he has interest in joining his brother playing for the Bills.
Right. I'm going to say sign with a team that you know you're going to win.
Yep.
And have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
By the way, did you see the viral video of, I think it was actually, it might be a couple weeks old, but I just saw it, of Stephon Diggs and his brother there in the backyard?
Yes.
That was awesome.
I did not see
so
it.
There, so Steph,
them
Steph is
hoops
running
against each other recently, but not.
Yeah, they're playing football.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
I mean, just, you know, whatever, goofing around. He's running routes and his brother's covering him.
Mm-hmm.
Locking him down, I thought.
I mean,
his brother was like step for step with him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's in a backyard. Yeah. I would guess
he's in an elite corner.
I would guess
on
a football field. Like, if he has,
or it wasn't
time,
like a backyard like ours.
Right,
it was,
right.
No, it was a significant backyard. Yeah. It was a nice backyard, but still, he was running short routes or whatever, and that somebody was throwing him football.
The knock on Trevon Diggs, too much of a risk taker,
right.
Goes for
ball
interceptions
hawk.
More yeah. than actually playing lockdown
he
coverage.
He can get burned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
By the way, sick genes in that family.
Mm-hmm.
Sick, sick genes.
Do they have any other kids?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
There are other guys named Diggs in the league. I don't believe they're related.
Right.
Quandre Diggs.
I just can't even
think
fathom.
That's another Diggs that's out there.
Was that a Instagram? I think it was like an Instagram thing. I'm telling you, man, if I sit down and start scrolling through the reels, mm-hmm. I'll be stuck for 30 minutes.
You go right in the wormhole.
Can't stop.
Is Cake still a never check the reels guy? I think at one point you said that.
I've seen a few reels, but I don't get locked into them like EB does.
I get locked in.
I
must be clicking on something because I get a lot of swingers reels.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I get like thruples.
What are the algorithms all about?
I follow a couple that was on HGTV. They were a thruple couple.
Okay.
Or whatever you call
it. Thruple.
They were a thruple.
Yeah.
And they were buying a house. And so I thought they were interesting. So I follow them on Instagram, and now when I go to the reels, I get all these thruples. You know, and they're always talking about their swinger parties and their pineapples and all that.
You love polyamory.
That's because you keep clicking on the thruple ones that come up.
No, and I told you, I follow the one from HGTV.
No, I know, but you're continuing to watch the new ones. They know you're still
interested. You're watching the reel.
I'm not dumb. I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't blame it on just the one couple you follow.
Right.
You're consuming all those
reels. Well, I think that's how it
reels. Started. Sure, that's how it started.
Yeah.
They
well,
piqued your
interest. I'm not going to be interested when they're saying, what I do when my husband's, knocking boots with the girl
knocking
next door.
Boots.
I mean, of course I'm going to watch it.
I'm probably going to get it on my phone today because the phone's listening.
Right.
My computer.
They listen to
everything.
Definitely
are.
I'm probably
going to
get thruples.
Bitter. You know, there's a place in D.C. called Swingers. Have you heard about
that.
This place?
No. What is it?
I've not.
It's a mini golf place. I think they have two locations. Yeah. It's like Top Golf, but
you think
mini golf.
People are driving there and bitter that it's not what they think.
It's called Swingers.
Yeah. It's a good name.
There's one like 10 feet away.
Yeah, Navy Yard and DuPont.
Oh, nice. On the way to the ballpark.
I'm telling you, I got to get, if anybody has a good mobile, cheap launch monitor, let me know. I want to get one.
Okay.
I want to get one.
Okay.
I want to work, yeah. I want to get a cheap one.
Work on your game.
I want to work on my game. I think that's what I'm going to use, the deck off my bedroom.
Okay.
I'm going to turn that into my driving range.
That's your
deck
golf?
Into a golf sim.
It's going to be your golf nook.
Yeah, I'm just going to put a net up there because we don't use the deck. I got a beautiful deck. I mean, like really expensive.
Right.
I spent a lot of money on it. and nobody uses it.
Right.
Because it's up. I mean, I just want to use the deck off my bedroom. Put a net up there, put a mat, and I'll just start whacking balls.
Sounds like a winner.
Why wouldn't I do that?
You got your own Topgolf right there.
Yeah.
Right off the deck.
Now, the thing is, I wouldn't really know. Someone would have to school me on exactly what I'm looking for.
Be careful. Your club might hit your power line.
It's very well done.
You got to check your launch angle and your club face.
I know, but I've never really used one person. I mean, I've had people do it for me, but I've never really read it myself. Anyway, if you got a good one, hit me up. Sized. Build one. And I'm going to hit up your cousin. He's going to do, hopefully he'll do my fence. Or, you know, Betty's son.
Yeah, he's not my
cousin. Basically your cousin.
Yeah.
I consider you family.
Sure.
Get that fence done.
Yeah. He's only doing the top, right? You're not replacing the whole fence.
I just want to replace the top.
The top?
Like the lattice on top. You know how like.
Sure.
Yeah, I literally have a long fence.
Yeah.
Right? But the tops keep falling
you
over.
You get along.
Right.
So I just want to replace the tops.
Would
I replace the...
You're trying to nub it. I understand.
Why would I replace... The other part's
so you have
fine.
A good rectangle. You just don't have
the
a
regulars,
good... What is the pattern that you have above the rectangle?
It's just cheap lattice. Like, yeah. You know, it's like... They're like...
Oh, I got you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the tops of the... Somebody come in there and just make me all new tops.
Yep.
Sized.
Oh, you're going to get some offers. It's coming.
Well, good. I'm going to pay. But
I know you're going to pay.
I want to get a whole new fence. That just seems dumb.
Right. Well, you don't need a whole new fence.
I just want to top it off, Cakes.
How are you going to take care of that with your busy schedule this week?
I'm too busy. I'm overwhelmed.
Everything that's happening.
I need chill time. If I don't have sauna time,
you need chill time. You're playing poker, golf, and pickleball.
I know.
Most people would say that is your chill time.
I had a wonderful weekend with my daughter. It was one on one. I highly recommend it. I'm sure all parents do it at different times. You know, we traveled together. It was just her and I. Great time.
What was the total travel time? Seven?
Going
130?
13 hours in that, in the car together, and then in the tournaments together, and hotel together. Wonderful time.
Was she sick of listening to Hank Haney pods on the way to Columbus?
No, we were listening to country. We listened to country the whole time.
Very good.
But when I got home, I told my wife, I said, I just need to chill.
Right.
What do you mean chill? You just went to, you're just chilling for a
Driving's not chill.
That's not chill.
Yeah. That's a grind.
I need to sit on the couch and just do nothing.
Right.
I need it for 3 hours.
It's a great move.
I get what you say. Sometimes the weekends are tougher. This weekend, I played golf, but we had a party at the house. We had our final soccer game, and then I had the basketball reunion. It's like, okay.
I mean, they're all fun things, but that's why I'm freaking out. Cakes Classic, where's my chill time? I'm going to be intensely playing poker.
Yeah, but that starts at like 8.
7:15.
But I'm going to be there early because I like to be
dinner
in casinos.
First.
Well, that's when you're chilling. Okay,
I can predict what you're going to do. You're going to check into your room. You're going to whistle. You're going to
take a nap.
My son's going to be with me. There's no whistle.
He's going to get there at 12 o'clock.
Then you're going to start playing cash game.
I might have him meet me here and we'll go together.
Cash game.
Yeah, he'll play cash game. I'm not as. I think I'm terrible.
All right,
we'll
let him go play cash. You take a nap. Then you're going to go to an early dinner, 5 o'clock dinner.
I'm going to go to the Korean spot and get some bubble tea.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yes, you are. You're going to go to Pico.
Yeah.
And silly.
Where's our dinner reservation?
Ginger.
Having a ginger.
Will you have cocktails that night?
I mean, is
got a
will the sun come up?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to drive.
I know, but you're not used to going to a casino he does it all the time.
Yeah.
But having cocktails and then getting up early the next day. I'd have to pace myself.
There's a discipline to it.
I will pace myself. But I will, believe me, I was drinking.
Especially if you're playing into the night, if you're doing well in the tournament.
Well, I get two bullets.
That's right. So you're going to be up late.
Just wait till he starts complaining the day after.
You'll complain.
The next day I have to play golf.
See, you got to think about that.
I'm going to be so bitter.
It's all the way out in Clarksburg, too.
I know. It's a beautiful course, but I'm going to be grumpy and tired.
All right, got to take a break. If you're going to chime in,
800-636-1067.
Poor EB.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Drabby, I like to watch the French, and I watched a little bit over the weekend, watched some yesterday.
Is Tiafo still in it, or is he out?
He's Dunsky.
What did he last, a round or two?
He lost last round, I'm pretty sure.
You mean the French Open, not just like random French people.
Yeah, the French Open.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it.
Well, yeah. I said I watched the French.
I said the French.
But Tsitsipas plays Alcaraz. Alcaraz is the one seed, the young Spaniard. He's 20 years old. He's just so good. Sick. He's got one, I believe he's got one slam. He won the U.S. Open maybe last year. I don't think he's won the French. So Joker plays Khachanov. I don't know anything about Khachanov. He's the 11 seed. Drabby's a big Khachanov fan because he's got cash on him. But if Joker beats Khachanov, and Alcaraz is going to beat Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas is going to beat him. That's going to be must-watch television.
Yeah, I don't understand how those guys are meeting in the semifinals when they're a one and a three seed.
I don't get that.
Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how they do their brackets.
Yeah. I mean, because Joker should be on the bottom half of the bracket.
No, but I do have one last grasp on Khachanov. So my guy, Steve, remember I told you guys we started a DraftKings account, Eric?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he put $5,000 in that account.
Nice.
But I hardly played with that one, and I noticed that he was making a lot of plays on it.
$5,000?
Well, he felt it, basically.
Oh, he did already.
No, it's been over the last like
slow
6 months.
Bleed, slow burn?
Not
or
that
like...
slow. Wasn't that slow.
Okay.
A lot of bad MMA bets. He loves MMA.
Uh-huh.
So he'd put like $1,000 on some random MMA fight that people I've never heard of.
That's a lot of your bankroll when you have to start all with five.
I mean, I love him. I think he's the world's worst MMA bettor. I lost almost all of them. So we were down to our final $275.
Ooh, that is Felt City.
And I put it on this Khachanov guy to win the French Open. It pays $36,000.
Oh, my God.
But he's got to be
Joker and Alcaraz.
He's the 11 seed?
Yeah.
Well,
I put it on the graspers.
I know.
Tell your friend, Steve. He better reload soon. Or maybe he just wants to stay away.
No, I think we're taking a break from DraftKings for a little bit.
Is that right?
Yeah. My account's fine. It's on FanDuel. Slow grinding.
Right.
And is it up or down?
It's down because Valdez gave me bad information.
You mean on the Jordan Spieth?
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, and Jordan?
I lost $2,000.
Missed it by one shot. That was when he... I mean, it was a pretty good... It was a good risk.
Guy buried an 8-foot putt. It cost me, I guess, a net difference of $6,000.
That hurts. It's a big swing.
So bad at gambling.
Yeah, it's impossible.
But anyway, you should. If those two guys win, that's going to be must-watch. I'm not sure when they would play. That would be on Friday, I think.
Thursday or Friday.
I think it would be Friday, yeah.
Are there any?
Because they're in the quarters now, so that would be semis.
So who's the one seed?
Alcaraz.
Alcaraz now.
What happened to Nadal?
He
wasn't in it.
He's having surgery.
He's having issues. He's going to try to make one more run at it, like after taking like a year off.
Mm-hmm.
He's
wide open for all the other
dirt ballers. He
basically
announced his retirement.
I'll bet on him more than Strasburg.
Well, of course you would. You would bet on anybody coming back before Strasburg at this point.
But Nadal's got to be 40, right?
I don't think he's 40.
No. He might be 38, 39.
Yeah. I don't think he's 40 yet.
He's 37.
But how come? Yeah, because Rude's the... Christian Rude, he's the 4 seed. Why is he in the bottom half of the bracket?
I don't understand it.
I don't get that.
Is your brain going to explode when one of these, because it's inevitable, when one of these big sillies, when they retire, like big silly, not like Sam Querrey, but like Joker or somebody takes up pickleball.
You think Rafa Nadal is going to play pickleball?
Why wouldn't he?
I give you $100.
Oh, I'll take it.
If he enters a pro pickleball tournament.
Thank you.
It's a free hundo.
That's a free
300. Free roll. Free.
Okay. Well, I know Roddick.
It's going to happen eventually.
Those are numbers.
Well, Agassi and Roddick play.
But do they play regularly or they just play like charity one-offs?
Oh, he would know.
Well, they did that event.
They're not pursuing it as a career.
No, but Sam Querrey is.
No, that doesn't count. If he plays John McEnroe in like some charity goofy thing.
Yeah, that's different.
No, but, yeah. Plays,
like, but they obviously play because...
Actually, some of them, it was their first exposure, but they really liked it. Yeah. Remember, they did that bit with like McEnroe, Chang, Roddick and Agassi.
Who's the big tall guy that plays? Is like,
there's a couple. Tennis or pickleball.
Isner plays a lot.
Yeah.
Nowitzki plays a lot.
Yeah, I think maybe I was thinking of Dirk.
By the way, sign up. Pickleball challenge. Are we? Is the site working? I heard there was a report that maybe it was down. Let's just be upfront.
Maybe working. There was somebody that played ball with yesterday.
Paused this morning.
Okay, so if you tried earlier and you had an issue, should be up and running. Good. We got well over 100 people. I mean, we're going to be fine, but we just want more the merrier. More the merrier.
Big turnout on Saturday.
Yeah, I want it to be a big party atmosphere. And we need more women, frankly, because we want to have a good mixed doubles draw. If we don't, then my wife and I are just going to run away with it.
You very well could.
You can get that pickle trophy.
That's right. Put it on the mantle.
We won a trophy in Crofton like 30 years ago playing mixed doubles together.
Nice.
We did.
Hey, I won a trophy with cakes, actually, and Jimmy McClure. We won a wiffle ball tournament like 25, 26 years ago.
You can't call it.
Do you ever watch
wiffle ball?
There were 10 teams, cakes.
Do you ever watch like the John Boy wiffle ball stuff online? Do you ever watch that?
I watched that on Saturday.
It's pretty interesting.
Why are they playing in a warehouse?
That's their studio. So they broadcast all their games.
Cakes is disrespecting our trophy.
I had
a no hitter against Lito's Pizza.
Okay, well, if you're that proud of it, then dude, please.
I think they do a pretty good job
producing. Watching that. I clicked on that thing from John Boy, and I saw 3,000 people across the country were watching it.
I mean, I watched it for 5 minutes.
Me too. And I said, "What am I doing? It's Saturday afternoon. I'm watching wiffle ball on my phone."
Right. How did that guy become silly? I'm familiar with the name. How did he become, like, what's his calling card?
One of his big ones was when he broke down the Astros cheating scandal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
when he kind of really went viral. But I know he's like a baseball guy.
He had a Yanks podcast, and
yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's good. He does great, like, he does the same bit where he's, like, watches games and streams and all that.
He's great at breaking down, like, what the umpires say to the pitcher or something, fights and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Well, hey, bottom line is the pickleball challenge is this Saturday, and you can still register, but it's going to be closed. We might push it back another day. You might only have a day left to register, so go to thefandc.com/pickleball. It's $75 to play. We've said it all along. All skill levels.
All skill levels.
Jason and I are playing together. We're nubs. We've never played.
Yeah, we got a lot of people that haven't played before.
You guys are in the nubs bracket. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We also have some
if we
really
win, you
got
to give us a nubby trophy.
All right, we got to get out of here for Bish Bucks, like. Cakes, EB, I'm JP, B. Mitch, and Finley. Mm. They're coming up next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.